The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, 1 in 8 of us have some pretty decent hearing loss. They say 1 in 8 workers have hearing loss. And this is a disability that can be reversed. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how U.S. suicide rate has surged to a 30-year high. Are you kidding me? We are actually having more suicides than we ever seen, and that is not good. We have the largest ever autism research study getting planned out. Some interesting weather changes has caused some changes with ticks, and so we're seeing a little bit more tick-borne disease. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about blood types and, if Eat Fire blood type really, really works, what are the different types of blood types and, what it all means. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of my listeners want to know if marijuana makes them stupid. And I'm like, come on, people, no. But it's a serious question, all right? Does marijuana make you dopey? Do you start to lose your acumen? Do you lose the sharpness? Well, apparently there is a study, and there is research right now looking at if marijuana causes a decline in intelligence and functioning over time. They say animal studies and brain scans in humans are providing reason for concern. Marijuana is psychoactive and may cause structural brain changes. In people, they say marijuana's cognitive effects seem to last at least several weeks after use, long after the person stops feeling intoxicated. Now, there have been a few studies showing that pot may lower IQ in the long term, and those studies have returned conflicting results. But you see, I'm not worried about the smart versus the dumb. I'm not worried about that. Look at this statement. Weed's cognitive effects, quote, seem to last at least several weeks after use, long after the person stops feeling intoxicated. Where are the studies on people's driving? I really want to know. I mean, look, many of us are for legalization of marijuana, and I get that, and I'm actually for it as well, because I would really like this studied, and I would love our police officers freed up. But I am not convinced that we have the infrastructure ready to be able to handle what to do out on the streets as people are driving. So if you have a bus driver, a school bus driver, and they get, you know, drug screened when they first get hired, then marijuana becomes legal. They smoke some over Christmas break. January 20th, something happens where you really hope he has or she has her skills and her reflexes, and she doesn't. All right? You know, we've all known that marijuana can be in your system for at least a month, all right, which is why passing drug tests has been very, very difficult for people with marijuana, because they do it a few weeks back. But, I mean, if we are seeing that, you know, we're not going to be able to we're not going to be able to prove that our cognition comes back. What are we going to do with surgeons? What are we going to do with nurses? I mean, what is the plan here? So now what they're doing is they're studying marijuana and if it actually makes us stupid. I hate using that term stupid. I really don't like it. But, you know, I'm not worried about us being able to do a crossword puzzle or, you know, passing a test. I'm worried about reflex. I'm worried about, memory. Okay. And, you know, the ability to move like you need to. So the recreational use of marijuana is now legal in 4 states, Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, as well as the District of Columbia. So many states have also decriminalized the drug and allowing it for medical marijuana. 2013 Gallup poll found that 58% of Americans support marijuana legislation, up from a mere 12% in 1969. Despite the loosened regulations, marijuana research has lagged. Much of the reason has to do with, I guess, getting the marijuana accessible for study. So I don't mind you guys legalizing it to study it. Just we need to, before that happens, figure out what we're going to do with our drivers. The FDA recently relaxed its rules for approving marijuana medical research. Things are changing slowly but surely. Our research in this area, they say, is far behind what it needs to be. Now, animal studies suggest that pot is not good for the brain. Rats exposed to marijuana's active ingredient, the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, the more psychedelic part, say they do experience brain changes and cognitive impairment. And short-term studies with human subjects point to impacts of memory. Back in 1996, there was an article in the American Medical Association, found that daily marijuana users did poorly on tests of attention and executive function. The drug's effect may persist at least 20 days after smoking. All right, so now what? Okay, and I got to tell you. You know, one thing I think a lot of us are seeing in the workplace are a lot of people making careless, stupid errors. We have a big problem right now with our workforce being distracted. They're being distracted by their cell phone. Every time they feel a vibration or they hear a ding or they see a flashing light on their phone, they look. We already have lack of concentration just based on our whole social media life and iPhone use and smartphone use that we have. I'm very nervous about adding on top of that having marijuana on board. Okay? I mean, everybody I talk to, you know, when we talk about, you know, are you having staff issues? Like, oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I've had one business person or one doctor, et cetera, say no issues with their staff. So things are changing. I noticed a huge change in my staff from 15 years ago. And I blame, not marijuana, I blame the phone.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and a big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right, I'm still getting emails and Facebook texts and messages on what happened to Prince. And unfortunately, there's a lot of rumors going on in the media about certain medical conditions he might have had, certain things he might have done. And it's very, very difficult because, you know, we like to call for privacy during this time. You know, he deserves privacy just as if any of us would want to. But, like I said in the previous hour, we do understand that when you do lose an icon who's like the 80s, my high school and middle school and high school years, basically were were anthemed by many of his songs. You know, you do want to know what happened. So when you're a star, when you're in the public, you know, you can't be shocked that, and the family can't be shocked that people want to know. Unfortunately, there could be some things that he wanted to keep private. Apparently his son had died years ago, and they had kept that as private as much as possible. Again, I completely understand why. They have every right to do that. And so, you know, Prince has been a very, very private person. He's had a lot of trials and tribulations, you know, even going through that time where he had to be, formerly known as Prince. He had to go through that as he was going through issues with his record label. But fans are stunned. Fellow musicians, stars, all of us pretty stunned and would like to know why. Luckily, an autopsy has been scheduled for this morning, so they're already working on it, but it could be days or weeks before we find out. Apparently, it is occurring right now in Ramsey, Minnesota. Now, the Carver County, Minnesota Sheriff's Office announced on Friday afternoon that this would happen. The medical officer said it will not release information until the exam is complete and all the results are obtained. Again, Prince, whose full name was Prince Rogers Nelson, died yesterday at age 57. He was found unresponsive in an elevator at his studios in Chanhassen, Minnesota. Paramedics tried to perform CPR, but were unable to revive him. He was pronounced dead at 10:07 a.m., less than 30 minutes after sheriff's deputies responded to a medical call on the scene. I thought a lot of confusion. I don't want to say a lot of confusion, but I was a little bit shocked. We're going to pull up the 911 transcript. I was a little bit shocked by, you know, the lack of preparation. You know, he had been in the hospital just days before. I was actually on Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray. With the hospitalization, the recent hospitalization that he had, you know, you were, one suggestion Terry Ray had is, one thought is, you know, wasn't he with people that were keeping an eye on him? I mean, obviously a hospitalization 6 days prior, whether it was from the flu or whether it was from an overdose, whatnot, you know, how could he have been left alone, et cetera? So there was a 911 call at 9:43 a.m. Thursday from Princess Paisley Park compound. So basically the dispatcher says, 911, where's your emergency? And an unidentified male goes, hi there, what's the address here? Yeah, we need an ambulance right now. So the dispatcher says, okay. And the male goes, we have someone who is unconscious. She goes, okay, what is the address? He goes, we're at Prince's house. She goes, okay, does anybody know the address? Is there any male around that you could look at? He goes, yeah, okay, hold on. Dispatcher goes, okay, your cell phone's not going to tell me where you're at, so I need you to find me an address, which, can I say, by the way, that's a problem. You know, in the olden days, you could call from a telephone line, and 911 would already be dispatched. Now with the cell phone, that's difficult. And, you know, we do have Find Your iPhone and Verizon. I mean, they're going to have to come up with some way to do that, although people are going to be upset about privacy. But dispatcher cannot tell based on the cell phone, obviously. The male goes, yes, we have, the person is dead here. Okay, so this is an unidentified male that's at the scene. She says, get me the address, please. He goes, okay, I'm working on it. She goes, concentrate on that. He's on the phone. He goes, and the people are just distraught. She goes, I understand they are distraught, and I understand. It's got to be a confusing scenario. I mean, I'm not criticizing this particular caller. I'm gratefully called 911. But look at the time that's passing. Okay? People think he's dead. Is anybody administering CPR? Have we been able to, within the first minute or two, get 911, get an ambulance out there? So he goes, I'm still working on it. She goes, do you know how the person died? He goes, I don't know. She goes, okay. He goes, we're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we are at the home of Prince. She goes, you're in Minneapolis? He goes, yeah, Minneapolis, Minnesota. She goes, you're sure you are in Minneapolis? He goes, that's correct. She goes, have you found an address yet? I'm so sorry. I need the address here. And then there was a female in the background saying 7801. And then the male goes, 7801. And the dispatcher goes, 7801 what? And then he goes, Paisley Park. We are at Paisley Park. Then the dispatcher's like, okay, you're at Paisley Park. Okay, that's in Chanhassen. Are you with the person who's... And then he goes, yes, it's Prince. She goes, okay. He goes, the person. She goes, okay, stay on the line with me. He goes, okay. And then the phone is ringing, and then she dispatches the ambulance. And then Carver with the transfer to Paisley Park Studios, and then the dispatcher says you have a person down, not breathing. Ambulance dispatcher down, not breathing. And then so obviously some time passed. You saw there was confusion. The person who called, luckily he called, probably wasn't the person that they should have assigned to call. Maybe somebody who actually knew which is another thing we really need to discuss. I've talked to you guys many, many times about first aid, about CPR. And one very, very important task you have when you are at a scene where first aid or CPR or a medical accident has happened is a very important job is you're assigning somebody to call 911. Now, what a lot of people do is, in a code or something, they look at somebody who doesn't seem to be maybe the most needed, and they say, there, okay, you go call 911. Okay, you need to put one of your finest on the calling 911. Because that dispatcher is going to convey to the person calling 911 what to do. Now, it didn't look like, you know, this dispatcher at the time... And I'm not sure if she did go into starting to explain to him, okay, good, you know, check his pulse, check if he's breathing, check, you know, et cetera. And again, you know, a lot of people think people are dead and they're not. It's just their heart rate is down so low. I mean, if this, let's say, was a narcotic overdose, the heart rate could have been very, very slow. So here you are, you're checking the pulse for 2 seconds, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. No, I don't feel anything. He's dead. We'll do it again. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi. I don't feel anything. He's dead. Yet, if he's has a heart rate now in the 40s, all right, you're going to miss feeling that heartbeat if you're only feeling him for 5 seconds, right? Okay, so, this is obviously a concern. I'm not saying he was alive during this whole time, but you always wonder when something like this could happen, could something have been prevented? So let's say you have a medical accident, it's in church, temple, whatever, and somebody is down, and you're the one that knows how to administer CPR, you have strength, you'll be able to do chest compressions for multiple minutes, which is going to be necessary. Many of you guys fatigue, all right? What you need to immediately do is make sure you have a partner, somebody who is going to help you with the chest compressions or help you roll the patient, protect the neck, do what needs to be done, and you need to assign a very able-bodied person who has who has the faculties to be able to work with you to call 911 and to walk you through instructions. Even if you know how to do CPR, don't tell somebody to call 911 in another room. While you are administering the CPR, you really need conversation with the dispatcher. And I'm a doctor, okay? And I was an ER doc. I've had years of experience. You bet your butt I want to talk to a 911 dispatcher. We are a team. There's no hierarchy here. So maybe get the phone on speaker. Somebody start documenting the time. You're starting the CPR. That's very, very important because the paramedics are going to want to know how long have you been administering CPR. They're going to want to know the time the person dropped. The person dropped at 9:52. I mean, my guess is he was in an elevator. Makes you wonder if maybe he had been in an elevator in a while. Then somebody decides to, somebody decides to go into the elevator and they unfortunately saw Prince down. And then you wonder what happened in the elevator. It's a real shame. But I think many of us just do not know what to do. All right, in a medical situation. And we've had family members, same thing, where they just stood and just panicked and were in shock. You got to be able to get over the shock. And the way you get over the shock is you drill for these kinds of things. And you do drills and practice. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Nevada Blood Donation Day is a very, very important cause I created because in Nevada, and I'm sure in many of your states, we need blood. And when it comes to donating, we've talked about charity work because, you know, I do a lot of charity work. I mean, if you guys do a lot of charity work, sometimes you have real good charity events and sometimes you don't. Sometimes you have a lot of people donating for a cause and sometimes you can't get any participation. And so I prefer to work with charities that don't need to ask for money. because I feel I could be more successful. It's very, very difficult with the up and down economy to rely on a constant flow of money coming in. But the one thing many of us have a constant flow of, not to be too personal, is blood. And so a blood donation is something that's very, very easy. Still, a very big sacrifice for many people. You know, when I donate blood, I have a little dizzy. Yeah, I have to admit. And you know, I sometimes I'm down for the count because, you know, I even though I'm not anemic, I feel it. And I know a lot of you guys, you say, look, you don't feel right when you donate blood or whatever. We're not going to force it. But for many of us that actually do really, really well and find it easy, I can't implore you enough to help. So Nevada Blood Donation Day is something I did in my neck of the woods where we have multiple sites in Nevada going on. Up in Reno, we got Meadowood Mall. A bunch of locations at United Blood Services. We have Boy Scouts and YMCA and the West Sahara Library. We have so many locations now doing this that it's a group effort to replenish blood supplies in hospitals and medical centers in our state. And I would love to help create a blood donation day in your particular state. So for those of you that want to help me spearhead that, please write me at drdahlia.com. Go to drdahlia.com and go to the contact and email me so I can help get that started. It's actually not difficult. You already have the tools in place. We just need some great malls or organizations or hospitals to lead the way and get everybody organized on one day. It's a great, fun thing you could do. You could have parties and fairs and things like that, and you don't have to ask for money. And that's what's really, really nice. So let's just quickly talk about the blood types, okay? So you can't just give somebody's blood to somebody else and expect everything to be fine, all right? Everybody's blood is different. I don't want to say everybody individually, but there's blood types and there's blood groups. You got group A, you got group B, you got group AB, and you got group O, all right? And how they determine the type of blood are antigens, okay? Which are, you got proteins and sugars on the outer part of the blood cell, and these are very, very important for the body to recognize. Remember, you just can't have things floating around your body without your body learning it and being comfortable with it. So all of a sudden somebody else's blood goes into you that maybe doesn't match, your body's going to reject it because that's what your body's supposed to do. It's supposed to reject something foreign. So A groups have the A antigen on the red blood cells, okay? B groups have the B antigen on their red blood cells. Group AB has both AB antigens on their blood red cells, and group O does not have A or B antigens at all on their red cells. Okay, which is why group O is such a badly needed type of blood type, because group O you could give to anybody. I mean, there's an O positive and O negative, and that has to do with the Rh factor. Okay, so the Rh factor, if you have O negative and it doesn't have that factor and it doesn't have A or B antigens, that type of O blood can go to a person with A, a person with B, or a person with AB. Hence, somebody that's type O is considered the universal donor. Okay, now the luckiest people out there are the type who are AB, because they could take most anybody's blood. If it has an A antigen, they're good. If it has a B antigen, they're good. If it's O, they're good. They can take it all. So type AB, we call the universal recipients. So they could be the ones that can receive any type of blood. Okay? Now, it's very, very interesting with the blood types by population. And RedCrossBlood.org goes into this. So O positive blood is actually the most common blood type. Okay? But depending on the mix, so for example, in Caucasians, type O positive is the most common. O negative, though, pretty rare. Only 8%. Okay? You guys remember that, what was it? I pity the fool. The Mr. T and the A-Team. Remember, the only blood he could get was Murdoch's. And Murdoch was the only one with O negative. And so he's like, I don't want the fool's blood of me. I'm going to turn to a fool. And it was really, really funny. But anyway, see that episode. Okay. So people with O negative, you're rare. There's only 8% of Caucasians out there. Only 4% of African Americans, 4% of Hispanic, 1% of Asians have O negative blood. But O positive, the most common, 37% of Caucasians, 47% of African Americans, 52% of Hispanics are O positive, and 39% of Asians. So, way to go. There's a lot of you guys with O blood. Please donate. A positive blood, pretty common next. 33% Caucasian, 24% African American, Hispanic, 29% of the population, and Asian, 27%. The minuses, having A minus blood, you're more rare. 7% Caucasian, 2% African American, 2% Hispanic, 0.5% of the Asian population is A minus. Now here comes me. I'm a B positive. Okay? 9% of whites are B positive, 18% of African Americans, 9% of Hispanic, and 25% of Asians. B negative blood, very rare. 2% Caucasians, 1% African and Hispanic, and 0.4% Asian. And then we got the universal recipients. They're supposed to be some of the luckiest out there. Only 2% of the population are AB positive. 3 to 4%. Asians, 7%, a little bit more. AB negative, a lot more rare. So, your blood type is determined basically by your parents. Okay, so let's say you have a B mother and an A father. Okay, well then you could be AB, or you could be A, or you could be B. Okay? To become O type, you have to be, have an O parent mom and an O parent dad. Okay? So if you have an O mother and an O father, then you could be an O. And I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, I want my kids safe as possible, so let me get an A and a B hooked up. Look, being a universal recipient is nice, but we really need more O's out there. So there's been a lot of talk about eat by your blood type. Okay? Well, eat by your blood type, that's nice. It's exciting. It's a fun way of looking at a way to do diet. And even though we're still not really convinced on the science behind it, I really kind of like the idea of you having a uniqueness based on a property. I mean, and what kind of a big property is blood? You know, so when they say eat by your blood type, I don't know if it's that, all right, you know, a blood type B needs to eat more vegetables. But I got to tell you, every now and then we've had studies where we talk about how people with blood type B may be more at risk for cancer or more at risk for heart disease or more. And I'm like, really? Really? There have been, and I think there was one study saying type A people are pretty healthy. You know, they get to, benefit from being type A blood. So I would like to see more studies on how we look at the uniqueness of people. And I do like the idea, in homeopathy, they do that. They look at your constitution and people fall into groups, and based on, symptoms that you have and the mannerisms you have and certain phenotypes you have, you would fall under a class that would benefit more from doing certain things. I think that needs to be studied more and more. So for those of you that eat by your blood type, go ahead. Go for it. I think that's wonderful. Is there a lot of science to it? Not yet. It has to be studied more. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got some news here. They say heavy pot use in teenage years has been linked to a shortened life. They say men who were heavy pot smokers in their teens may not live as long as those who did not use marijuana when they were young. Researchers examined data from more than 45,000 men in Sweden who did compulsory military training in 1969 to 70 and were followed until 2011. About 4,000 of the men died during the 42-year period. Those who were heavy pot users in their late teens were 40% more likely to die by age 60 than those who never used the drug. Now, the study didn't prove that using marijuana heavy led to an early death. They just found, coincidentally, all right, these people might not have, you know, they may be, unfortunately, at a disadvantage. So, the study did prove, they say a previous study, the same group of men, showed no link between marijuana use and death, but this study covered a longer period. And the men had reached ages where the harmful effects of previous marijuana use, like cancer, lung, and heart disease, could have been more likely to develop. Now, do we know if marijuana causes heart disease? Do we know if marijuana causes lung disease, or do we know if marijuana causes cancer? This, again, something that we don't have enough studies on. So we have a lot on our plate. I mean, once we get, get everything that we need to in line to move forward with this, we have a list of things that we need to study, and we need to study quickly. And my suggestions would be, if we're triaging and prioritizing, I should say, some of the most important things to jump on. One is early use of marijuana going to put us at risk for cancer and heart disease? And do we need to stop that right away? We also need to learn is if marijuana is really affecting our ability to drive weeks after use, and if we need to develop an immediate way to check for any sort of marijuana in the system. Maybe what we need to do is, you know how there's those meters that when people drink alcohol and they were arrested for a DUI, where they have to do the breathalyzer test or they can't drive? We may need to do something of that nature, where you can't get into your car, you know, if you were at all compromised. And listen, I'm not saying I like that. I like less laws. I really do. I just don't like crappy drivers out there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's an article out on why we sleep badly on our first night in a new place. This phenomenon is called the first night effect, and scientists have known about it for over 50 years. They say young and healthy people without chronic sleep problems, 99% of the time they get this quote-unquote first night effect. And this was research by Yuka Sasaki from Brown University. They say it's a half-awake, half-asleep state. They say many animals straddle the boundaries between that. Whales, dolphins, birds, where they could sleep with half of their brains at a time, other half stays awake, and its corresponding eye stays open. Apparently, the bottlenose dolphin could stay awake and alert for at least 5 days straight. So Sasaki wondered if humans do something similar, but obviously less dramatic. And when we're in a new environment, one half of our brain stays more awake than the other, so we can better respond to unusual sounds or smells or signs of danger. This is an evolutionary advantage. They go, maybe our first night in a new place is disturbed because half our brain is pulling an extra shift as a night watchman. So he believes that's the theory. So, Dr. Sasaki invited 11 volunteers to spend a few nights at her laboratory. They slept in a medical scanner that measured their brain activity, while electrodes on their heads and hands measured the brain waves, eye movement, heart rate, and more. The scanner was a bed that could go completely flat, but they put a lot of pillows and towels to make it comfortable. It was a little restricted, but people could still sleep. Because that's what I was going to say. Okay, you know, you're putting people into a, you know, MRI. You can't really move and spread out and, you know, roll off the bed and grab your body pillow and, you know, get as comfy as you do. But they found that that there was activity on the weaker they looked at the brain, and they found that there was slow activity on the weaker left half of the brains, but only on the first night, and then after the second or third night, it started to improve. So, it's, you know, I mean, a lot of you guys, gals, you sleep over at people's houses, and then you, you know, you don't sleep well. I don't really remember those days. It was a long, long, long time ago. But it's interesting nonetheless. We just won't go there. We'll just move forward. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The U.S. suicide rate has surged to a 30-year high. They say suicide in the United States has surged to the highest levels in nearly 30 years. A federal data analysis has found, with increases in every age group except older adults. The rise from particularly steep for women. And it was substantial among middle-aged Americans. So, you know, our suicide rates have been falling since the 1950s. But they say the suicide rate for middle-aged women age 45 to 64 jumped by 63% over the period of the study, and it rose 43% for men in that age range. The overall suicide rate rose 24% from 1999 to 2014. So the national suicide rate now is 13 people per 100,000 people, which is the highest since 1986. It has risen 2% a year starting in 2006. In 2014, 42,700 people died from suicide compared to 29,000 in 1999. So what is it? Is it the recession? Is it the lack of employment? Is it our cell phones? They also found an alarming increase among young girls, 10 to 14, whose suicide rate has tripled. The number of girls who killed themselves rose to 150 in 2014. American Indians had the sharpest rise of all racial and ethnic groups, with rates rising by 89% for women and 39% for men. White middle-aged women had an increase of 80%. You know, you also wonder, is it the YouTube? You know, are people watching these videos online and they're learning how to do it? You know, so now that you have the knowledge to do it, you're doing it. The rate did decline for black men, and it declined for men and women over 75. Research highlighted there could be, you know, deaths from drug overdoses, suicide, liver disease, alcohol poisoning. I wouldn't be surprised if overdose death is part of this, but they're talking about specific suicide. I mean, overdose means accidental. So this rise is very, very concerning. And for people to just want to end it, it's frightening. It is. You know, I mean, what is going on that's so bad? I mean, we have been in a fairly, knock on wood, you know, we aren't in a world war. We, you know, aren't, you know, dealing with constant, I mean, we're dealing with terrorist threats. Obviously, September 11th, what happened in San Bernardino, et cetera. But it's not like what happens in Israel, where there's bombings all the times and they're always on high alert. So what is it about this particular decade, or the last 10 years that has been so much worse than, you know, other years? I mean, in 2008, the recession started, so the recession was different, but I mean, enough for people to want to die? Is it that people don't like their job? Is it, you know, what is it? Justin Bieber? Why are people wanting to leave this world? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silver, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.